Hi, this is Wiretap's Jonathan Goldstein, and you are listening to Dunkin's Donuts.
Skipping there, sorry, we'll just get through this song and then figure it out. So, we'll see. What are we gonna do here? Okay, I'm gonna give it another chance, and if we start skipping again, pull the rug out. Stop that, because it's skipping incessantly. That would have been the complete song Brains by Lower Dense from their new album Nootropics, but I don't know what's wrong with the CD. Why are you doing that CD? Maybe it's the CD player. I'm using the old CD player because it's easier to use than the new CD players. It's like more easily figure outable. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's show, a few new things, some new Slumberland stuff, some new Drag City stuff, lots of good stuff. A Lower Dense. It's a shame. That's a great song, Brains. You can find it online. It's the first single from that album, and I think it's really good. So I don't know too much about them, but people have said that their previous album was very good as well. Next up, a band from Sweden. They're called Francis. This is their EP, This Must Be Blood. And it's one of the few times in which I've been like cold called by a promoter or a PR agency for a band, and I've really liked what they've produced. So it paid off. This is the song Tractor, and it's just a really nice pop song. So yeah, the band Francis. This is coming out later on in February, so keep an eye out for it. Here we go, Tractor. Here we go. The skipping CD really threw me off. I'm sorry.
January 28th, prepare for the Triple Threat Show of the Season. Local garage rockers, the Pack AD, on tour to support their latest album, Unpersons, live at the Rickshaw Theater. With special guests, Pierced Arrows and Black Wizard, advance tickets are available at Neptune, Red Cat, and Zulu Records, or at liveattherickshaw.com. That's the Pack AD with special guests, Pierced Arrows and Black Wizard, live at the Rickshaw, January 28th. The Pack AD at the Rickshaw Theater is proudly sponsored by CITR. Wednesday, February 8th, catch co-headliners Twin Sister and Eleanor Friedberger at the Media Club. Twin Sister is an indie dream pop band on tour to support their latest release, In Heaven. You may recognize the voice of Eleanor Friedberger as the singer from the Fiery Furnaces. For more information, search for Twin Sister and Eleanor Friedberger at the Media Club on Facebook. Advance tickets are available at northerntickets.com or at Red Cat or Zulu Records. Twin Sister and Eleanor Friedberger at the Media Club is proudly sponsored by CITR.
All right. So that was Juvenile Hall from their new EP. That EP is called Got Caught. That was the song Doctor Says. Doctor Says, good song. Well done. Juvenile Hall, local band. Before that, we heard Terry Maltz, recently signed to Slumberland Records, who are just doing so well. They are putting out so much good stuff. So they're from California, and that was the song Tumble Down from their forthcoming album, Killing Time. Before that, we heard La Sera, also known as Kickball Katie, also known as Katie Goodman, also known as one of those ladies from that band that I can't remember. Oh, jeez. I had all that other information, and then I can't remember the most important part. Three-piece girl band. Garage rock. Can't recall. And that was her song, Please Be My Third Eye, from her second album that's about to come out. It's called Seize the Light. And at the very top, we heard Vivian Girls. That's the name of Katie Goodman's band, Vivian Girls.
Right.
At the very top there, we heard Francis from their EP, This Must Be Blood. That was the song Tractor. Good stuff all around. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. I used to, we have an FM license. Maybe you're listening to us over FM. So there's certain things that we have to do. Some people that we have to announce which station you're listening to. Some people have to announce the weather. It used to be that part of my log, like the things that I had to do during the show, was do concert listings. But I don't have to do that anymore. It's been kind of switched up. So I'm sort of at a loss. I kind of miss doing concert listings, even though it was a pain to sort of compile them sometimes. So I've decided to kind of change it up a bit. I'm no longer obligated to do it, but I'm going to do Duncan's Weekend Picks. So not focusing on, I used to do such a long concert calendar, but now I'm going to just scale it down to what's happening this weekend, a bit easier to manage. And there's a lot going on in the next few days. Tonight, there's an opening at the Shutter Gallery featuring Lee Henderson and a few other people doing drawings. So check out the Shutter Gallery tonight. Tomorrow, a bunch of things going on. Melanie Coles, local artist. She once put Waldo on the top of Zulu Records and got a note from the creator of Where's Waldo, which is pretty remarkable. She has an art opening at the Dynamo Gallery in Gastown. Also tomorrow night, Apollo Ghosts are going to be playing at the Push Festival. So that's at Granville Island around 9 o'clock. And a bit later on tomorrow night, Hermetic are putting out their new album. They're having an album release party, and they're playing with Crystal Swells at the Zoo Shop. Saturday night, Defectors are playing with What's Hot and Number One Band, featuring members of Sex Church and Vancouver. That's pretty cool. It's a late show, though, and that's at Iron Road Studios, which is kind of under the Hastings Viaduct. Is it a viaduct or just the overpass? There's a big sign. If you're walking along Hastings, you can see it, and it's sort of near 360 Glen. It's kind of around in that industrial area. And that's a late show, so earlier in the night, make sure to get down to the rickshaw to see the Pack AD playing with Pierced Arrows. So good. Pack AD, local band. We heard them at the top there. The Jeffrey, who was doing the show before this one, played them. And Pierced Arrows, phenomenal band from Oregon. Legends. You should definitely get there early to make sure to catch both of those bands. Also on Saturday night, Needles and Pins are playing with Slow Learners at the Astoria, and one of my favorites, Jeremy J, is playing at the Waldorf. What a night. So full of great things. Sunday night, there's a band lottery. I can't find out the venue for this. I think it might be the Waldorf. I know that CITR's music coordinator Sarah Cordingley is going to be taking part, as is Chris Riffick, host of the great Parts Unknown on Monday. And the deal is that there's going to be something like 20 musicians, there's going to be a lottery, and then they're all going to team up and make music that night. So it'll be quite an interesting experiment. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I believe it's all a benefit for Girls Rock Camp, so it's for a great cause too. Also that night, Trampoline Hall. Trampoline Hall was started by the writer Sheila Hetty and sort of man about Toronto, Misha Gluberman, several years ago. And it's a lecture series for Well, it's a lecture series in which the lectors, the orators, don't know much about their topic. They aren't experts in their field. They pick a topic and then they learn all about it to give this lecture. So it's very fun. There's always a question and answer period afterwards. It usually happens in Toronto every month, but they've also done a series in New York, and then they've had one other trampoline hall in Vancouver, and I was lucky enough to catch it. What was that? Oh, Kevin Chong, a friend of mine, a local writer, did a lecture on Tibetan fraternal polyandry. So the there's quite a push in that culture to have multiple brothers marry one wife, just because of the workload and the lifestyle. So it was fascinating, and Kevin did a great job. And this coming Sunday, there's going to be lectures on three different lectures on different things. So it'll be a lot of fun. That's also part of the Push Festival, curated by Lee Henderson, and that's happening Sunday night. So chock-a-block full weekend. Don't stay home. It was sunny today. It's going to keep being sunny, right? It's going to be nice. Got to get out there. Got to do stuff. Live a little. You're listening, as I said, to Duncan's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. I hope you're enjoying the show. I'm feeling a bit better now that CDs have stopped skipping. Things seem to be rolling along quite nicely. Next up, we have the band Yamantanka Sonic Titan. They're from Montreal. They've put out their first album recently. It's self-titled. And we're going to hear the song Queens. After that, a bit of John Mouse and then some Trust from Toronto. Here we go. Woo!
Oh,
Yeah, don't do that, CD player. That was A Trust from Toronto, featuring Robert Alphonse and Maya Potepesky. She's also a drummer for Ostra, and that was a 7-inch that they put out on Sacred Bone Records last year. They are putting out a full-length with Arts and Crafts, a record label in Toronto, at the end of February, so look up for that. Very nice, moody electronic music. I like it. Before that, we heard the artist John Mouse from his album We Must Become the Pitiless Censors of Ourselves, one of my favorite albums of last year. Keep pushing on. Ain't that the truth, John Mouse? Keep pushing on. At the top, we heard from Montreal / Toronto, Yamantaka Sonic Titan with the song Queens. Very good. I have a ticket giveaway. This is a late-breaking piece of news. Mad Hatters is a venue kind of near the train station, the bus station, kind of near Terminal in Maine. They are having a show tomorrow night called The Gay 90s with Tirana Horse, Rags to Radio, A Name Unheard, and Mercy Years. It sounds like it should be a really fun night. And they have a pair of tickets to give away, actually three tickets. So if you call in, I can give you a ticket for yourself and two friends. You could have a very exciting night, Friday night. So let me know if you would like those tickets. The phone number here is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR for a chance to see the fabulous Tirana Horse tomorrow night. for free at Mad Hatter's. Give us a call, and I'll put you down. Here we go. Oh, the phone's actually ringing. Okay, and this is the band Black Bananas, recently signed to Drag City, and this is their song Rad Times. Here we go.
Thursday, February 2nd, CITR is proud to sponsor Doldrums at the historic Waldorf Hotel. With local guests, teen days, and myths, the night will be overflowing with hazy pop and dark melodies alike. That's Doldrums, with guests, teen days, and myths as a part of the Waldorf's Multi-Room Thursdays. For more information, go to thewaldorfhotel.com. Doldrums at the Waldorf is proudly sponsored by CITR. Their new 20-month program is set to launch in May, so not only will you be receiving the best massage therapy education in the world, but you'll also be working faster as a registered massage therapist. Start a meaningful career and enjoy an almost 100% employment rate. Get more details today on how to become a registered massage therapist in only 20 months. WCCMT. Visit collegeofmassage.com.
Hey!
That was, oh God, why can't I even remember that? Grand Trine from Montreal. Good, hot rock. Nice job. That was the song Euthanize Me. Don't really. I mean, maybe. You can pull the plug. But until it's really desperate, you know? Before that, we heard Rad Times from the album Rad Times Express 4. That's the band Black Bananas, formerly RTX, out soon on Drag City. Hot stuff. That's going to do it for the show. I got to go. Thanks for listening to Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks to those of you who called in. Casey, Cyrus, and Brent, appreciate the support. Thanks for tuning in. And have a great week. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at citr.ca. And you can check out the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. I will see you next week with an all CanCon show. It's SoCan Monitoring Week, so I will be playing as much CanCon as I can. I always play a lot of CanCon, but, you know, I'll be stepping up my game. Gonna close out with a longish song. This is a European producer named Todd Turge. He has a disco-y song called Regish that I like quite a bit. Thanks to Salen Twerdy for turning me onto this. And here we go. Here is Regish. Have a great week. Have a great weekend with all those great things happening. And I'll see you next Thursday. Bye. No, that was the wrong song. Could have told you that I was going to do that. Okay, here we go. Here it is, Todd Church. Yeah, all right. Let's go. Have a good weekend.